is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel is stepping up its bombing of Iran, attacking targets in Tehran, including the state-run broadcaster. Iran firing back after a new warning from President Trump. Team coverage begins with correspondent Deborah Patta in Tel Aviv.
Thousands of Iranians have been trying to evacuate major cities. The human cost of the war is escalating on both sides. Over 200 in Iran and at least 24 in Israel.
CBS's Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
There's a lot of drama here as people anticipate what President Trump means when he's talked about people evacuating Tehran and that he doesn't want a ceasefire. People would like to see America get involved and bomb Fordo, which is that nuclear facility, which is deep underground.
Mr. Trump is back at the White House after cutting short a stop at the G7 summit in Canada. We are learning more about Vance Belcher, the Minnesota man charged with murder and stalking in the deaths of the Democratic state legislator and her husband and the wounding of another lawmaker and his wife, acting U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson.
Belcher went to the homes of four Minnesota state politicians with the intent to kill them.
A former MD could face up to 40 years in prison in the overdose death of a Hollywood actor. Correspondent Carter Evans has details from Los Angeles.
The former doctor of Friends star Matthew Perry, disgraced physician Salvador Placencia, has agreed to plead guilty to four counts of distributing ketamine, according to a court filing. Prosecutors allege Placencia and Dr. Mark Chavez exchanged text messages referring to Perry as a moron while speculating how much he'd be willing to pay for the substance.
Big changes are on the way for some all-time favorites.
Whatever your budget, there's always room for Jell-O.
It's Kool-Aid to the rescue!
Kraft Heinz announcing this morning it will eliminate all chemical dyes in products like Jell-O, Kool-Aid, Crystal Light, and its boxed mac and cheese. 2 months ago, Health Secretary Kennedy said he'd reached an understanding with food manufacturers to get rid of artificial colorings. 21 months after elbow surgery, the biggest name in baseball was pitching again.
2-2 to Arraez. Slapped into center field, a base hit, and back-to-back singles for the Padres to welcome Ohtani back to the mound.
Shohei gave up two hits and a run on Spectrum Sportsnet in his first pitching stint for L.A. One of his fastballs clocked at 100 miles an hour. The Dodgers beat San Diego 6-3. Dow futures down 208. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A government shutdown is coming. Most municipal offices will all be closed on Thursday for Juneteenth Day. There will be no garbage pickup or recycling that day. Normal operations at all city facilities will resume Friday. Kenosha native and viral social media star Tristan Jass, who recently beat Giannis in a YouTube contest, is donating $10,000 of his winnings to the Shalom Center. Jass is now playing for a Canadian Basketball League. The average gas price in Racine and Kenosha counties is right around that $3 a gallon mark. It is slightly higher than the rest of the state. A few dozen people gathered outside the Racine County Courthouse yesterday for a silent vigil. It was organized by the Racine Interfaith Coalition and the Kenosha Racine Quakers. The vigil aimed to draw attention to concerns about Congressman Brian Stiles' legislative actions. A 69-year-old Kenosha man drowned while snorkeling in Adams County. Michael Hillard was found dead after not returning to his rowboat for about 2 hours. His body was found floating offshore without a life vest. And tonight in Oak Creek, constituents are holding a town hall to raise concerns about cuts to Medicaid and SNAP. The event at the Oak Creek Community Center gets going at 6. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A win for OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball, the Thunder beat the Pacers 120-109 to take a 3-2 lead in the NBA Finals. Indiana's Tyrese Halliburton re-injuring that right ankle and calf muscle in the first quarter ended up with only 4 points in 34 minutes of play. The Thunder's Jalen Williams with a career-high 40 points in the postseason asked, was that the game plan or are shots just dropping in for him?
Probably a little bit of both. I don't want to give too much into the game plan, but a lot of it is just me being aggressive, seeing what's open and taking those shots.
Game 6 is Thursday night in Indy. Baseball, the Brewers face the first-place Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. Chicago with a 5.5-game lead in the NL Central. Ahead of the crew, pitcher Colin Ray on the kind of standard manager Craig Counsell has set in the Cubs clubhouse this year.
Yeah, I think he just has the expectations of us doing the little things right, coming in every single day, giving your best effort, holding each other accountable for those things when you step through those doors every single day.
That's Cubs pitcher Colin Ray with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Christine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Our high today, 79. More scattered thunderstorms tonight with thunderstorms and heavy rain likely tomorrow. We could get an inch to an inch and a half or more of rain from late tonight with the heaviest rain tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
I took a typing class in seventh grade. That's how... And I thought it was a waste of my time. In my head, I was like, who's going to be typing? Cursive is the future. That's why, like, there's the future. I don't know what's going on. I don't know technology. If I send an email and it says the file is too big, I don't know what to do. My best guess is I try to resend it. That's what I try to do. You know how dumb that is? The computer's like, no. And I go, what about now, though?
You blind. You know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
She loves you. Take 10. Local news. Timeless hits. WRJN. TheTropicalFruit.com did another list of 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week. Here are just a couple of them. Jurassic World had the biggest opening ever, pulling in $208.8 million. That was 10 years ago this week. Stood out for only 6 months. Then Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, topped that. And finally, Avengers Endgame in December of 10 years ago, topped that. A-Rod got his 3,000th hit. And the fan wouldn't give him the ball. It was a homer snagged by a pro ball hawk named Zach Hample. He eventually gave up the ball to A-Rod after some signed swag, free tickets, and $150,000 donation to his favorite charity, Pitch In for Baseball. And a divorce guy followed the orders by the judge, literally. He split everything down the middle. A woman in Germany left her husband after 12 years, and she was entitled to half of everything. So he took a saw and cut everything in half. Furniture, everything, belongings, everything in half, and gave her half. So that was 10 years ago this week. I wonder how they're getting along now at all. The Vogues, 5 o'clock world.
Up every morning just to keep a job. I gotta find my way. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time. And there's a 5 o'clock of me inside my clothes, thinking that the world looks fine. Yeah. Holiday.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
The mountain should crumble to the sea.
just as long as you stand by me.
King on his own, but he was the lead singer of the Drifters for many, many years. Stand By Me. Also the title of a movie, Stand By Me. Yeah, great song. 8:16, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Sunny afternoon, showers and thunderstorms possible after 4 o'clock. Highs near 85. Showers and thunderstorms possible again tonight and more tomorrow possible. Right now, sunny. It's 70 degrees at Radio Park. Don't forget, the Racine Raiders continue the season on Saturday against the River City Rough Riders at Horlick Field. The game will be featuring Don Wadowitz on the play-by-play. Pre-game 6:45, kickoff 7 o'clock. Racine Raiders football brought to you by our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen's Diamonds, providing beautiful stories for Racine for 125 years. Time and Again Music and more, Sturdivant's vinyl destination. Kaylee Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe here on Tropic Time with WRJN. So instead of listening to the game on the radio, how'd you like to go? I got a family four-pack of tickets to go see the River City Rough Riders take on the Racine Raiders at historic Horlick Field in Racine. Want to go? All right. If you haven't won anything with us in the past 60 days, give me a call right now. 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. I'll give you a family four-pack of tickets to go see the Racine Raiders under the stars this Saturday night at historic Horlick Field. 262-634-9756. From all the calls coming in, I'll plunk down on one and you'll get the tickets from WRJN. But right now, we've got Pete with the beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Law & Order SVU star Mariska Hargitay has had an incredible 26-year run on the show as Captain Olivia Benson. She has a side project that recently screened at the Tribeca Film Festival called My Mom Jane. In the documentary, Hargitay talks about her famous mother, Jane Mansfield, who was killed in a car accident in 1967. That is pretty much common knowledge, but what is not is that a 3-year-old Mariska was not only in the car with her mother, 2 siblings, and 2 other adults, but that she actually went missing after the accident. Apparently, authorities came to the rescue of Hargitay's 2 young siblings who were in the back seat with her. While taking her siblings to the hospital, her brother Zoltan woke up and said, "Where is my sister?" First responders went back and found Mariska, who was so small she was lodged under the passenger seat. Mansfield, her lawyer, and driver were all in the front seat and were killed. My Mom Jane streams on Max starting June 27th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hey, want to congratulate William here. He's our latest ticket winner to see the Racine Raiders. You sound like you're up and alive this morning, William.
Yes.
You're on the air, by the way. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I'm lucky to win here. I appreciate it.
Well, okay, it's at historic Horlick Field this Saturday night. We got 4 tickets waiting for you, and we'll call you. Enjoy the game, okay? The River City Rough Riders against the Racine Raiders, all right?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, William. Bye-bye now. All right, it's 8:19 at WRJN.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
The wait is over. Charlie's Cheesesteaks is having its grand opening on June 17th at 10 a.m., and you're invited. Be one of the first 50 people in line and score a free combo meal. That's a cheesesteak, fries, and a drink on the house. Located at 4700 Washington Avenue, Charlie's is bringing the heat with fresh grilled cheesesteaks, loaded gourmet fries, and real deal flavor. Doors open at 10 sharp. Come hungry and come early. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, now grilling in Racine.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Summerfest brings the biggest names in live music to Milwaukee's lakefront across three unforgettable weekends, including performances from James Taylor, Chicago, Devo, plus Richard Marx, Rick Springfield, George Thorogood, Sebastian Bach, and more. Don't miss Milwaukee's Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance on June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Fans, here is the Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2025 Milwaukee Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
Gotta go home. Wake up,
Everly Brothers down in Phil. Wake up, little Susie, 824, local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Hometown radio, refreshed from civic media. You know, when I was a kid, we used to play the game Red Light, Green Light, 1, 2, 3. Remember that game? All right. I think maybe we had 4 or 5 kids we used to do it with. Well, a bunch of kids in Anaheim, California got together to break a world record for the largest red light, green light game. Happened last month, and Guinness just the other day posted the official announcement. It's a new world record. 1,423 kids playing red light, green light, 1, 2, 3. I thought it was a lot when we did it with 4 or 5 kids. 1,400. How do you keep your eye on all those people? All right, got the turtles now at WRGN. You baby.
From the time I fall asleep to the morning comes, I dream about you, baby. And I feel all right, cause I know tonight I'll be with you, baby. And who makes me feel like smiling when the weary day is through? The candy is sweet, but it just can't compete with you, baby. You've got everything I need, and nobody can please like you do, baby.
Nobody but you.
And who believes that my wildest dreams and my craziest schemes will come true?
You, baby, no one but me. Baby, nobody but you.
Good.
That's J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers, Last Kiss. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Exactly 8:30 on the noggin. Here's local news now from Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. City offices, the library, the transfer station, and even the bookmobile will be closed. Juneteenth Day is on Thursday with impacts across the government. There will be no garbage or recycling pickup that day, so in Racine, your day gets pushed back. Normal operations at all city facilities will resume on Friday. A Kenosha kid that's gotten a lot of clicks is giving back. Tristan Jass, the Kenosha native who's amassed millions of social media followers, is using his viral fame for good. He recently beat Milwaukee Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo in a YouTube contest. Jass is donating the winnings from that contest, with $10,000 going to the Shalom Center. The basketball content creator recently started playing for a Canadian basketball league. Gas prices in Tishigan are tied to what's happening in Tehran. While impacts haven't yet been widely seen, prices are expected to rise. The average in our region is around that $2.97 a gallon mark, which is a little more than what others are paying. Melissa Kay has more about the price at the pump around the state.
Gas prices fell 2.8 cents over the last week for an average of $2.92 today. This is 8.2 cents lower than a month ago and over 33 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say drivers should expect prices to increase. Israel and Iran are trading attacks, which has caused oil prices to surge to multi-month highs. Gas prices could rise by 10 to 20 cents, and diesel could jump 15 to 25 cents in the days ahead. Gas Buddy officials say the situation in the Middle East has the potential to worsen at any moment.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunder snaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Our high today, 79. More scattered thunderstorms tonight with thunderstorms and heavy rain likely tomorrow. We could get an inch to an inch and a half or more of rain from late tonight with the heaviest rain tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
My brothers and sisters and I had this babysitter named Veronica when we were kids, and I was in love with her. I was in love with Veronica. She would babysit us on Saturday nights. And in my head, when I was a little kid, I thought that Veronica was like 25, 30 years old. I was just talking to my mom the other week. I found out that when I was 10, Veronica was 13. So why was she in charge? All she could do was dial the telephone a little better than I could. 13 when I'm 10, that's just like hiring a slightly bigger child. That would be like if you're going out of town for the week and you paid a horse to watch your dog. Like, all right, here is the number where we'll be, and here's where we keep the dog food, and you're a horse. Why do people do that? People always shush animals. They go, hey, shh, shh, shh. They've never spoken.
Say they envy me. I guess they got no way of knowing how lonesome I can be. I need somebody to be my baby, someone to tell my troubles to. I've got no time to ever find her, 'cause I'm just passing through. I travel around town too long.
I'll always be just a rolling stone. If I find fortune and fame, and lots of people know my name, that won't mean a thing if I'm all alone. I get no rest when I'm feeling weary. I'll always be just a rolling stone. If I find fortune and fame, and lots of people know my name, that won't mean a thing if I'm all alone. Some people call me a teenage idol. Some people say they've got no way of knowing how lonesome I can be, how lonesome I can be.
Ricky Nelson, Teenage Idol, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN 836. Looking for a sunshine today for the most part, then after about 4 o'clock, showers and thunderstorms. Same for tonight and tomorrow. Right now it's sunny, 72 degrees right here at Radio Park. All right, people have been talking online about things that should be illegal that aren't. But what about things that feel strangely illegal or wrong, even though they're perfectly normal, everyday things? A thread online has people suggesting this stuff, and maybe you can relate to them, like walking through a store and leaving without buying anything. Person said, I always imagine I'm about to be tackled on the way out. I do too. If I walk out of a store, like a convenience store, I didn't buy anything. I think they're looking at me to see if I stole anything. Walking into a restaurant, changing your mind, and walking back out again. Passing a police car on the highway, even though you're doing the speed limit. I think we all have that feeling. Breaking up banana bunches at the grocery store just to get the exact number of bananas you want. I think that's legal to do that. It's just, you know, people feel strange about it. And pulling out a notepad and taking notes about various aspects of a store or merchandise. That usually attracts a staff person who asks, do you need assistance? This is so true. I always feel guilty about this stuff. Especially walking out of a store without buying anything. I always want to pat myself down so if the camera's filming me, they can see I didn't steal anything. All right. Hey, we got the Stampeders. This is from 1971. What a great tune. Stampeders never had another real big hit after this one, though. Here's Sweet City Woman at WRJN.
Well, I'm on my way to the city lights, to the pretty face that shines her light on the city nights. And I got to catch a noon train. I got to be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. Sweet, sweet city woman, I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman, on the banjo and me, we got a feel for singing. Yeah, yeah, bon, c'est bon. She'll sing in the evening, oh, familiar tunes. And she feeds me love and tenderness and macaroons. Sweet, sweet city woman, I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman, on the banjo and me, we got a singing.
bad girl. Yeah, it brings me down, all right. Tossing and turning and freezing and burning and crying all through the night.
Whoa, Julie, 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 do you love me? Julie, 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 do you care? Julie, Julie, are you thinking of me? Julie, Julie, will you still be there?
We had so much fun together. I was sure that you were mine, but leaving you, baby, is driving me crazy. It's got me wondering all the time.
Sherman, Julie, Julie, Julie. It's 8:43, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Plenty of sunshine today up until at least 4 o'clock. And we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 85 today. More of the showers and thunder bumpers tonight and tomorrow. Right now it's sunny and 72 degrees right here at Radio Park. All right, with kids graduating this month from school, it's natural to feel a little nostalgic about your own high school days. But instead, someone asked people to name things they don't miss about high school. Here they are. You ready? Needing permission to use the bathroom, bullies and mean cliques, all that homework, early mornings, like if your school started at 8 o'clock in the morning, they expected you to be using your brain that early. I don't want to hear your sob stories. I got to get my brain going at 5:30 in the morning. Feeling judged for everything you wore. I remember once I had hush puppy shoes that were like a rust color, and all the kids in the lunchroom made fun of me. And I wasn't going to change them. I said, this is, I like them. And all the guys mainly made fun of me, maybe because they were jealous. Who knows? When friends were suddenly mean to you for no apparent reason, that happened to my daughter. Having to get up and speak in front of the whole class, taking standardized tests, not being welcomed at certain lunch tables, having to do book reports, and the pressure of finding a prom date. I think I told you my story about my prom. I wanted to take Karen Smith to the prom. And the most beautiful girl in school. Plus, she was also one of the nicest people. Just nice. She was in my homeroom in a lot of my classes. Just a nice person. I didn't ask her because I thought that every guy was going to be asking her. And I would be the 21st person in line asking her to the prom. Turns out I took somebody else. Very nice date I had. And when I got there, she was with her cousin. And she said because nobody asked her to the prom.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano's Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
WRJN celebrates Independence Day this year as a proud 4th Fest sponsor, and you can help raise funds for the event by participating in the 4th Fest annual golf outing on June 28th at Ives Grove.
singles, couples, and foursomes are welcome. The fee is $120 per person and helps present all of the fun Fourth Best events. To reserve your spot, call Lou at 262-620-4274. Registration at 10, best ball starts at 11 as we prepare for Fourth Best.
Looking for one-of-a-kind finds? Head to One Stop Shop Thrift, right in the heart of Racine at 240 Main Street. Whether you're after a glitter jacket, a lava lamp, or a fondue pot, you just might find all three in the same aisle. From gently used clothes and kitchen appliances to secondhand treasures, every item has a story. So why wait? Come thrift at One Stop Shop Thrift. Follow One Stop Thrift on Facebook to stay up to date. Also, accepting donations at any time. One Stop Thrift. Discoveries are waiting.
Hot weather is on the way, so make sure you're cool all summer long and call Building Waters Heating and Cooling today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, just $59, and the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that you're in tip-top shape for the hot weather ahead. They're your one-stop shop. Call them today, 262-989-1001, 262-989-1001, or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
The Racine Raiders will host Youth Football Night on Saturday, June 21st against the River City Rough Riders. The team will host a free youth camp prior to the game, and all participants get a free ticket for that night's game. The Racine Raiders and River City Rough Riders, Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
Wedding Bell Blues, 851 local news. Timeless hits WRGN. If you drop a dime on the floor and you say, bah, I'm not going to pick up that dime. Well, get this. 13 years ago, a waitress in Southern California named Carrie had the idea to save all her dimes from work. with the goal of eventually using them to pay for a graduation trip for her daughter to Hawaii. Well, her daughter graduated and carried cash in the dimes, $5,665, enough to get her and her daughter to Oahu for 7 days. They leave next month. It'll be their first trip to Hawaii. Could you imagine, just from saving dimes? Now you're going to pick them up next time you see them on the floor, right? Yeah, you probably should. And save them. $5,600. Got the circle now. Here's Red Rubber Ball. WRJN.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. The worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Get my knife and the cover.
every mother's son. Come on down to my boat. 856 local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, a civic media station, hometown radio. Refreshed. Got a fun fact for you. This will serve you well for the rest of your life, this piece of knowledge I'm going to give you now, okay? The last movie ever released on VHS in America, A History of Violence with Viggo Mortensen, back in 2006. I just found that interesting. I didn't know somebody kept track of it. That was the last one ever released on VHS. A lot of young people are saying, what is VHS? Is that like the Victrola from Thomas Edison? Is it that old? No, it's not quite that old. I'm Don Rosen, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. Coming up next, Dan Marcus with his Wax Museum. Kurt Vollman at 2. Bruins baseball, 6:30 tonight. Is 6:30? Yeah. They're taking on the Cubbies, first place Cubbies, so that should be interesting. It's all happening here. Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Here's Glenn Campbell. By the time I get to Phoenix, have yourself a wonderful and safe day today, Aaron.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, just didn't know I would really go.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump's back at the White House monitoring the five-day-old Israel-Iran conflict after cutting short a stop at the G7 summit in Canada. Word came from the International Atomic Energy Agency this past hour. It believes Israeli airstrikes have hit a key nuclear facility. Correspondent Holly Williams is at the border between the two countries.
Israel has Iran's nuclear program in its sights, including the Natanz facility, where Iran's been enriching uranium up to 60%, a step on the way to the 90% used in nuclear weapons.
CBS's Nancy Cordes.
White House officials say the U.S. has no plans to join the fight, though refueling jets and a second carrier strike group are moving closer to the region, just in case Iran tries to strike U.S. bases.